The Iowa Camp Meeting. In a three-column statement, James White reported that at the Iowa camp meeting there were 30 family tents besides the large tent and covered wagons. Uriah Smith was on the grounds, and the burden of preaching was carried largely by the three. Some 2,000 attended the meetings on Sunday. On Wednesday, June 2, the Newton Free Press gave good space to reporting the meetings. We include excerpts from the lengthy report of W.S. Benham, editor and publisher. The Seventh-day Adventists of Iowa and Nebraska, both states being included in one conference, held their annual conference and camp meeting at Evans Grove, just southwest of Newton, commencing last Thursday and closing on Tuesday. This is the second year of the conference and camp meeting at this place, and its central location and pleasant remembrances may make this the place for its permanent establishment. The grounds were admirably arranged, the great pavilion located on the east side, with a semicircle enclosing over 2 acres, upon which ample seats were spread before the platform, while in the adjacent timber the teams were hitched and fed, a well dug on purpose, furnishing the requisite amount of water for all. It is proper to state right here that no orders were given in regard to deportment on the grounds, no guards or sentinels placed on duty, and that from the opening to the close there was not an attempt at disorder or a symptom of rowdyism manifested. The people who came together for the camp meeting attended strictly to business, and the spectators at all the meetings showed that respect which was due to them as strangers and fellow citizens. Of the elders in attendance and taking an active part in conducting the exercises, we may appropriately mention James White, U. Smith, Ellen G. White, R. M. Kilgore, Henry Nicola, C. L. Boyd, C. A. Washburn, J. T. Mitchell, and Harvey Morrison. Elder White has made the subject of his present discourses his life study, and its propagation his life work. He is the associate of Elders Smith and Andrews in publishing the Review and Herald, Voice of Truth, and Signs of the Times. Mrs. White is a preacher of great ability and force, much called for as a speaker at the camp meetings of the denomination all over the Union, and a large share of her time is given to this work. Elder Smith is pleasant in appearance, an earnest advocate of his doctrine, and preaches with good effect. The tents are being struck as we go to press, and directly those attending the meeting will return to their respective homes, firmer and stronger after this season of instruction and mutual pledges to each other of faithfulness to the faith. The meeting has been in all respects a success. In the Signs of the Times, June 24, 1875. James and Ellen White continued with the camp meetings in the Midwest as planned, Illinois, Wisconsin, where 2 meetings were held, and Minnesota, and then returned to Battle Creek for the July break. From there, White reported. 5 camp meetings have been held the present year with the very best results. We think our brethren in each of the several states where they have been held will agree with the statement that they have been the very best camp meetings they have ever enjoyed. We can plainly discern the fact that each year our people are standing on higher ground, and that the yearly additions to our numbers are persons of greater moral value and influence than formerly. We here notice with the greatest pleasure the tender care with which our wants were supplied upon the several campgrounds of Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. After a few weeks of that rest which change gives, we take up the Eastern camp meetings. Probably Mrs. White has never been able to hold the attention and move the hearts of the people as now. Brother Smith is getting the camp meeting armor on. He adds to his ever-clear manner of presenting the truth of God a force and earnestness which make him eminently useful at these great annual gatherings of our people. And God be thanked that he gives the writer great freedom in his words, and makes him very happy in speaking words of good cheer to all fellow pilgrims. The Review and Herald, July 15, 1875.